Hello, this is Cedric Hendricks, and this is DC Public Safety. Today, we're talking with three guests from Manchester, England, that have come to visit the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency. Please introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Detective Sergeant Neil Prunell. I'm from Greater Manchester Police, and I'm involved in the management of sexual and violent high-risk offenders in Manchester.
And I'm Claire Fuller. I'm a senior probation officer, also from Greater Manchester. I work alongside Neil in the management of high-risk sexual and violent offenders across the Greater Manchester area.
I'm Marion Meakin, district manager from Greater Manchester Probation, and I oversee the projects that Claire and Neil work in and also manage a district.
Now, I met Claire, I guess, over a year ago when, well, less than a year ago, when me and some of the colleagues from CSOSA visited the Manchester Probation Office, and we were there to learn a bit about them. But Claire, you took it upon yourself to pull together the resources in a team to come over and visit CSOSA. What triggered your interest and desire to do that?
Well, my particular interest was around your close working relationship with the MPD. The unit that Neil and I work in is a flagship unit, really, in the country, because it's a whole probation team that's been co-located within a specialist unit of Greater Manchester Police. So we're always on the lookout for looking at developing our relationship between the two agencies, and I could see that CSOSA already had that particularly well embedded. So I was particularly interested to see that. Our other big priority for us in the coming year is about taking the message about managing offenders effectively out to the community. And again, I could see from a small conversation really with yourself and your colleagues over in England that you had a good program and some good ideas that we were very happy to come over and see. So that was the plan.
Now, Marion, as Claire's manager, what value did you see in letting her come over here?
Well, the important thing was that she made arrangements for me to come as well, so I've benefited a great deal. I have the overview, really, of the project, and I could see the work that Neil and Claire have been trying to do, and this was a way of improving what we were looking to do. But also, I have a district responsibility, so I've looked at how we could gain more information from lots of other areas of work that we could build on in the UK.
And Neil, as a police officer, what was the value in this trip for you?
Well, it's been really useful for me. I mean, as Claire touched on before, we're involved in some groundbreaking work in the UK, joint working between police and probation particularly, but involving a lot of other agencies. And it was interesting for me to come across and see the links that CSOSA had with the MPD and how the whole thing links together and how it all works. And again, as was previously mentioned, issues surrounding community awareness, getting out there and giving out the message in the UK about the strict measures that are in place to manage offenders and how we actually go about that process.
Now, we took you over to the Metropolitan Police Department Academy because we begin our engagement with them while they're still trainees. And then you were able to see that relationship as it manifests itself out in the field. What was it about the visit to the police academy that you found most interesting or impressive?
I think the big thing for us is that we tend to, at this moment in time, concentrate our efforts in sharing practice and procedure between the agency, between specialists. And certainly what's happening out here with CSOSA and the MPD is you're hitting officers right from the outset in the training and you're giving them the information that they need to be aware of the benefits of multi-agency working in relation to the management of offenders. And that's one of the key messages, I think, that we're going to be taking back to the UK with us.
Now, Claire and Marion, one of the other things we did was go to what's called a commander's meeting that was held at a CSOSA office. What did you find interesting about that operational engagement?
I found that to be really groundbreaking. The police were sharing information on a daily basis about what was happening in their districts and getting information back from the CSOSA officers, which was helping them with their detections. And CSOSA were getting support and information from the police as well about the offenders that they're supervising. So the message that was going out, I think, to certainly coming out to us was that you're all working together, all pushing in the same direction and all giving the message to the community here that you're really interested in reducing the crime rates in their area.
Now, Marion, one of the other things that you saw here was our investment in community relationships, community relations. You as a branch chief, do you engage in similar kinds of relationship building or partnership building with the neighbors in your community?
We have started. We do lots of work, not to the same level as I've seen here, but we are actually starting looking at the faith community and building that up, because we could see the value of seeing that over here, and the extra support and mentoring and motivation and enthusiasm that we've seen is something that we are really starting with, and it's given me the inspiration to explore that, take that back to our senior management and pursue that in more detail, really.
Now, one of the things that you've heard us talk about a lot is community policing, and that involves officers out walking the beat, getting to know the neighbors, and policing on a very close and intimate basis. Neil, is something like that going on in the Manchester community?
Yes, it does go on in the Manchester community, and like I say, as we've progressed over the last 5 or 6 years, that's happening more and more. I think it was particularly interesting to see the way in which the officers from the MPD and the CSOSA staff interacted with the offenders at the meetings that we went to the other day, and the way that they're seen as a partnership. This, you know, by everyone, no one sees them as separate entities. It's all that it's one section of offender management and public safety that's being pulled together and being directed from a central resource, and it's really impressive.
And one of the things that you also had an opportunity to do was to see or interact with some of the offenders that we have under supervision. And I'm wondering whether the challenges, the needs that they presented are in any way similar to those presented by the offenders that you all work with back in Manchester.
I would say there were a lot of similarities there, and it was a privilege, really, to be involved in that particular group. And I would like to thank the men who were involved in that group for letting us see what they were doing. I think you could see how difficult their lives had been and how hard they were trying to make a change in their lives. And we have a number of districts in Manchester which would have some broad similarities to the districts that you have in Colombia, with high gun-related crime, lots of gang-related problems and drugs too. So it was inspirational to see those groups running like that and the changes those men were hoping to make.
And one of the things that we were, of course, trying to do with those groups was to introduce the men there to community-based resources and services to help them meet their needs. Do you think we were at all effective in our effort to do that?
Oh, clearly. I mean, after meeting the offenders and the environment that they were working in, you could clearly feel that they were comfortable in that group work. And if they're comfortable in the group work, they're going to take steps, they're going to open up. And clearly we saw that with that group of individuals. What I would like to take back really is that we in Greater Manchester and across the probation service really need to work more with ex-offenders. I thought that was inspirational, looking at an individual whose experiences he could draw upon to, I suppose, open discussion.
Okay. Claire, anything to add? Neil?
Well, I would like to add that one of the things that I've noticed is how many community groups there are in the DC area who are coming forward to work with offenders and to embrace the reentry programs that you have. And there's a wide range of services available for offenders if they want to do that, and linking that in with your sanctions program will make offenders perhaps take steps that they might not have done otherwise. And as Marion was saying, some of the ex-offenders who've come and addressed us and other offender groups too had a very good message about the experiences they've had from some of the what we would call resettlement or re-entry programs that they've engaged in as a result of their contact with CSOSA. It is enlightening to see the community reaching out to offenders who are often people that the community don't want to reach out to, and taking those steps and really making a difference.
Well, as we conclude, I know that as we went through the various activities this week, we found a great deal of interest on the part of CSOSA staff in you and what's going on in Manchester. And I would hope that at some point soon we can send a delegation over and have an opportunity to visit with you all.
Well, you'd be more than welcome.
Most definitely.
Well, we've been talking with Neil Prunell, Marion Meekin, and Claire Fuller. My name is Cedric Hendricks, and this has been DC Public Safety.